do something fun.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to turn this on. Can you hear okay?
Yeah, I'm good. Okay. So am I, are you picking me up? Yeah, I can hear.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, you have it on both.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, because we go into a mixer, then into a compressor, then into the recorder.
Got it.
So it's already mono stereo.
Definitely mono. Yeah. It's a little different than, cool. Can you turn my headset down just a tad bit?
Yeah, I think so. Let's see, is this you? Is that you? Is that better?
Yeah, that is better.
Okay.
I was getting a little reverb or something.
Oh, yeah. Someone else is getting that on this thing. Okay. We're going to get started.
Yeah.
We've got some exciting theme music.
All right, let's hear it.
Lately, I've been using some NFL films music.
Nice.
You
were telling me that.
I used it for a golf video I made.
Oh, that's right.
Have you seen these yet?
Yeah,
they're pretty intense.
The music was pretty outstanding. I mean, you could put that to pretty much anything.
Yeah. Anything you put it on, it makes it seem serious.
And like dramatic.
There's a slow-mo part where someone's like double fisting beers. And you know, it's slow motion and it's this NFL music and it looks so serious.
You need like a voiceover, like 1959, the Jets and the Eagles go head to head.
I did have like, originally I was writing in like a, you know, and then in 2014, they came back for revenge.
Totally.
You know,
dun, 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 dun.
A stronger team, a smarter team. But, you know, who's golf? A drunker team.
A drunker team. Wait, that's soon, isn't it?
Next week.
Next week.
Friday.
Nice.
It always has these parts, too. These little,
dun,
and then it comes back in.
I can like totally picture it in my head. And these are like the tackle hits.
Yeah. And there's like a, you know, it's snowing and you can see the guy's breath when he's yelling.
Yeah. Like Vince Lombardi with his like hat on.
Yeah, coach yelling into his mic is like furious yelling at somebody. Well, welcome to another show, everybody. We have a record for the last probably 3 years of two guest shows in a row, which is pretty amazing. I have JB with me on this Saturday morning.
Hey, everyone.
I say Saturday morning. It's 1:30.
It's morning.
It's, you know, for me, the morning on the weekend is so slippery. We said like, oh, come over at noon. And then I had to last night be like, do I need to set an alarm for 11? And I was going to bed at like 11:30. It just happens that way.
Totally.
I don't understand why.
I think I've been going to bed at 2 lately, which is not good for a, you know, 50-year-old guy with kids.
It is not good for a 31-year-old guy. I'll tell you that right now. What do you do? Okay, because I have the same thing. I often go to bed at probably, I think if I was a natural man and just doing what I, if I didn't have to work per se, or if I could just work whenever, like when I woke up, go to work for 8 hours and then go, I think 2 o'clock is about when I would go to bed.
That sounds about right.
Why, like, what do you do between the hours of, you know, I get home at like 10 to 11. And then what do you do between those hours? You know, what's your late night? What's keeping you out of bed?
Well, lately it's just been just, you know, weird interpersonal talking, you know, that kind of stuff. But when I was in school, I would not start homework till 10.
Yeah.
Because the kids would go to bed.
Yeah.
I would have like a late dinner. I would have my 2 cups of coffee, my martini, and my cigarettes.
This was your homework fuel?
It was kind of like my, kind of like, just kind of gearing up. And then a solid 3 hours of just stuff. And then I need an hour to like decompress.
Right.
And go to bed.
Once you were done.
So two, yeah.
Yeah. I had the same thing. I would do homework. I remember thinking like, there was a Starbucks where I used to live that was open 24/7. And then they started closing at midnight. And I was like outraged
because
I was like, how can they close at fucking midnight? That's so early. How am I supposed to get any work done?
Yeah.
It's between the hours of, you know, 9 and midnight.
So now the pendulum swung the other way, and I'm like, I look at my watch, and if it's 7 and someone wants me to do something outside the house, mm-hmm. I'm like, what are you, fucking crazy?
Yeah.
I got to be in bed at 8.
No, thank you. Yeah. No, thanks. So you're a 2 in the morning bed now, or 8, or both?
It depends on the day.
Yeah.
So I could be in bed at 8:30, or I could be in bed, but, you know, up doing stuff or talking till 11, 12, 1. It seems to be no... My thing is, if I'm asleep by 10, I'm happy.
Yeah. For That's now. A good thing. Oh, yeah. I see. So it's like a good barometer for Jamie Lowen's life happiness is like, what time's he going to bed? If it's after 9:30, but before midnight.
See, no one's going to understand this unless they're a parent.
Yeah.
Because like the magic time is if you can be in bed by 8 and get an hour of just reading and
yeah,
and you're asleep by 10, you're magic.
Yeah. That seems to be bad. I lately have been going to bed a little earlier and reading before I fall asleep. That really seems to be like a good thing.
I love, there's something magical about falling asleep to reading.
Yeah.
Even if you don't remember like half the stuff you read, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's much better than, okay, for some reason, if I'm sitting here and I'm playing a video game, what'll happen is it'll be 2 in the morning and I realize I'm completely fighting sleep.
Totally.
But for no real reason, you know, I'm not enjoying myself.
And there's always that ticking in the background. Yes. Like, you know, another half hour down, I got to work at 8.
Yeah.
And then another half hour down.
Yeah. And you're just thinking about, oh, but then I talk myself out of it because I say, hey, I'm not a slave to just working. Like, why do I go to bed to get 8 hours of sleep just so I can be awake for work tomorrow? Totally. This is what I want to do, is play this game and run someone over with a car.
It sounds logical until it's 4 in the morning and then you realize you got to be up by 8.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you realize
burnout was not worth it. Yeah.
At age 15, yeah, burnout. Oh, yeah. I've been playing Banjo-Kazooie, which is like a 3D platformer where you're a cartoon bear.
Heard of it.
Oh, it's you're nice. Just collecting things. And I'm like collecting a puzzle piece at fucking 2 in the morning thinking like, what am I doing with my life?
There are some deep, deep issues here.
I know. Oh, I couldn't think of a way much that I could be wasting my life much more. It would be challenging to find something that was more of a waste of life.
I remember in high school, there was a point where I would be working, like delivering pizzas, and uh-huh. I would go out.
Yeah.
I'd get home, and you know, I was still going to high school, but I'd get home like 12 or 1 in the morning.
Right.
And the only thing on was like either bad MTV back in the MTV days mm-hmm. or Televangelist. Mm-hmm. And my friends and I got hooked on getting stoned and watching Televangelist. Like Robert Tilton was one of our favorites uh-huh. because it was so crazy good.
Yeah. Some of those people are compelling.
They are.
But
they are.
Yeah, like after you watch them, you're like, I can see why this guy has this job. I don't agree with him, but boy.
And when you're stoned and it's 2 in the morning, it's hypnotic.
Yeah. That's how I feel about like Bill O'Reilly. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know what? This guy is like a horrible human, but I could totally see why he has this job.
He's like a biggity train wreck.
Yeah.
But like kind of the outrage kind of gets you. You're like, it's very entertaining.
It is. And then you realize, too, like, my favorite thing that Bill O'Reilly does, because it's so weird, is he has, like, his little, I don't know what he calls it, Bill's rant, and he's just like, yeah. Here's my thing for today. And then he'll be talking, and then there's a box next to his head that's just basically spelling out the text of what he's saying as he's saying it, you know? And it's he'll be like, well, you got to build a wall to keep the Mexicans out. And on the thing, it says, like, wall will keep Mexicans
like
out.
Like a stock image of a wall.
Yeah. It's not even images, though. Yeah. It's just text.
Oh, I haven't watched them in a while.
Oh, it's amazing. And then you're watching it thinking, like, what? How is this a show? Why are we seeing totally. In text what he's saying? Why do we need both? Yeah, I wish it was images, you know, of, like, the Great Wall of China or something like that.
Right.
Which, by the way, the wall, like, that's... So we're going back to an idea from old-time China?
Probably... Pre-China,
right?
Yeah,
like a castle, a castle moat days.
Yeah,
I mean yeah. a cave.
Yeah,
isn't that what a cave is? It's a wall and it keeps stuff out.
Yeah, that and you know from history we know that always worked out well.
Perfect.
Yeah,
Berlin Wall.
Yeah, Berlin Wall was
going strong.
Strong. Yeah, it was a smashing success.
Oh, they should take, they need to take like a Trump to the Berlin Wall, because he would just lose his mind. He's like, you're telling me that now this is covered in graffiti art? This is bullshit.
Like, hair flapping.
Our once proud wall has gone down to the, he has great hair.
Yeah.
He has great hair.
Have you seen that meme, We Shall Overcome?
No.
It's pretty nice. Don't, so perfect.
What is it? Is it?
It's just him, like, it's like a hope poster, but it says, We Shall Overcome. And it's like him, like, instead of Obama, it's him. Like, the only it's not a meme, it's like just an image.
Yeah. The only one with him that I've seen consistently is where someone just decided he looks like a potato with a butthole for a mouth.
Yes, and I've seen just, that.
Like, and they replace his mouth with a butthole.
Yes. And there's another one where he's the octopus in that Disney movie, the octopus lady with his head on it. Oh,
the Little Mermaid bad lady.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. I never understood her. I was like, what's your Disney bad guys are always the worst, because they're like, why are you such a dick?
Right.
Like, you're just a needless dick all the time.
And there are a lot of dicks in the movies, I've heard.
Oh, yeah. The only one I liked who was the biggest dick was the guy from Beauty and the Beast, because he's basically like...
Oh, the Beast.
No, not the Beast. Oh, there's the... There's Gaston.
Yeah, yes.
Because okay. He's like the big man on campus or whatever, and you're like, oh, this is like a real guy.
Yeah.
But I like the idea of a medieval version of like big man on campus.
Right.
Where you're just like, I guess he's popular. I don't know. Right. So you brought some things for us today.
I brought a gourmet... potpourri feast.
A gourmet spread of foods from around the globe.
Yes, that I could get on Amazon and at World Market and any place like that.
Now, I'm excited about this and also fearful.
Good.
Is that appropriate for...
Be scared.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I'm not... I wouldn't call myself much of an international food experimenter. I mean... Sometimes I get excited, you know, because I'm like, oh, I like this. And then I realize this is just like noodles, a noodle thing, you know, this totally. Is noodles in a bowl with a different broth.
It just has like it's a beef blood broth. Why wouldn't you like it? Yeah.
Why? What's not to like about this? Or, you know, I ate like some Thai food and it's just like, hey, I like this. I must be pretty international. And then I'm like, everyone likes this. Right. Why would you not like this?
You like pad thai? That's basically Thai mac and cheese.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, well, hey, listen, I had like a little bit of, you know, chicken in there too. So this has chicken and scrambled egg. This is a pretty big deal.
That's pretty crazy.
This is pretty international. So you've brought some like actual internationals.
Well, I don't know.
Sort of.
See, when I was growing up, Korean family.
Okay.
We had a refrigerator and it smelled like death. But because living in the house and always smelling it, didn't notice.
You didn't notice.
But when, you know, like friends would come over in third grade, they'd be horrified. They'd open the refrigerator door, you know, kids do.
And to be like purple stuff, to get Sunny
that,
D.
Right. To get that yellow square of cheese, you had to get past like the pickled octopus and the kimchi and like the, you know, the chicken heart or whatever. And they would freak out.
Yeah. That must have been a fun moment.
It's good. I really wanted to be white when I was smaller. I almost thought I was white, but didn't work out.
This seems to be like, cause I read some comics and then a book too. And that seems to be like a not uncommon thing for kids who aren't white, is like to go through a phase of like, I just want to be a white regular kid.
Totally. Because you want to be normal. You don't want to stick out.
That's true. When you're a kid, you just want to be a generic kid.
Totally. And you know, when you're in class doing math and you look out your window and your mom is picking dandelion outside to make kimchi and your friends are going, why is your mom out there picking weeds?
Like, that's, I don't know, man.
That's when full denial comes in. That's not my mom.
That's like what you want. I think that's the other thing you want is you basically want to be a white generic orphan. Like your parents basically don't exist.
Pretty much.
And that would be great. And if they do this weird shit, it's fine. But you're like, just do it at a different school.
Totally.
Just go to some other school and pick their dandelions.
And of course, news would get around and kids would be like, what'd you have for dinner last night? And, you know, I'd be like, pizza. Yeah. And really, it was like some weird fish head kimchi thing. And
right.
Know,
And now those same kids are probably going to restaurants and being like, ooh, yeah, this is, they have the totally. Most amazing
$800 seven course meal with.
Yeah. Yeah. They're going to, what do you call that? Momofuku yeah, or whatever. Totally. And they're like, yeah. Oh, this is amazing. Forgetting that they made fun of the kid who was eating that in the regular.
But they never, in their mind, they never made fun of anyone. It was,
no. Yeah. No, I have like distinct memories of making fun of other kids in school. Totally.
See, I was, yeah, I was always the guy that got made fun of.
Yeah.
But also the guy always like beat other kids up from making fun of me.
Well, that's a plus.
No, it wasn't a plus.
No? I mean, to me, it seems like a plus because at least those kids got beat up.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, I made fun of other kids, and I definitely know I made fun of other kids because I think I was like right on the edge of get made fun of or make fun of. You know
those
what I mean?
Guys were the fucking worst.
Yeah, it was bad because you're like, when they make fun of you or when I made fun of kids, I knew like it's me or you.
You're and detracting sorry, dude, but any it's type of. Yeah, exactly.
And also, and then you also... When you get made fun of by those kids, I'm sure it's like, this kid's making fun of me? This totally. Fucking guy?
Yeah.
I would want to get made fun of, you know, the Gaston in the class, who you're like, well, he's pretty great, so what are you going to do?
Right.
I can't beat that kid. But this Peter Dirk, that kid's a fucking loser, and he's making fun of me. I must be so low-tiered.
But you know what bothered me the most? We're not like the total overt... getting made fun of, like, you know, saying, you know, Ching Chong or your Jap, you know, whatever, you know, like, do you, it was like the little things, just someone asking me if the one other Chinese girl in the school who, you know, I'm Korean, was my sister. Like, your sister's pretty hot, or it was brutal.
Yeah, sometimes, especially the kids, I think it's when someone cuts to the core, but they totally don't even mean to.
Totally.
That you're just like, ah, this is my life.
Yeah.
This is who I am. This is pretty how much. Other people think of me.
Yep.
Not even to be a dick.
Yep.
Oh, that's the worst. I don't know. I went to I didn't go to white schools. I went to schools that had white kids and Mexican kids, and that was it.
Right.
Like, there were no... There was, we had like one Asian kid in middle school who was an exchange student. And like in high school, my whole high school, there were like four black kids.
Right.
But then, you know, it was pretty 50-50 white Mexican.
Right.
So the Mexican things I got very used to very quickly.
Right.
And then the other stuff, it was like crazy.
Right. That seems that at least you have had like a majority of other like ethnicities. Where I went to school, it was white. It was white. Money white, and were probably maybe half a dozen non-white people.
Right.
Like, I was one of those. So it was, you know, a couple of Asian kids, one black kid, like a kid from Iran. who else? And, you know, and otherwise, it was all like, you know, spawn of Nordic people.
Right.
It was crazy.
The whitest white people.
The whitest white, freckled, white, blonde hair people.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be tough. I feel like these schools should be like, they need to import some more other people because like, it just doesn't, it doesn't work to be the only Asian kid in a school.
No, but you know, because the minorities were so small, you get lumped with the kid in the wheelchair.
Right.
It's like the Asian kid and the kid in the
and
wheelchair.
And the handicapped kid and the Iranian kid. And
yeah, exactly. All
the one Jewish kid.
Yeah. And the Iranian kid was like, his name was like Mehrdad Sadat or something.
Yeah, of
and
course.
And he changed his name to Joe.
Probably smart.
Totally.
The one Asian kid in our middle school I still remember was named Ikai. And I was just like, boy, that is a very Asian name. Like, this is going to be tough.
That is. And Megan, I had a gender neutral name, Jamie, when I was... So it was always like this, and this was back in the 80s, so it was always Jamie Summers or, you know, Bionic Woman.
Right.
Which got old fast.
Oh, yeah. Every name is fucking terrible.
Totally.
Because kids are just like... Kids somehow... will immediately pick out your name rhymes with something horrible or is like this other person or whatever.
Totally.
We had one Asian teacher who also had the most Asian name I've ever heard, which was Ming Manichan.
Wow. That sounds like a movie villain.
I know. Mr. Manichan.
Mr. Ming Manichan.
And he was super nice. And then a kid did make up a song about his name, but it was just
his
name.
How could you not?
It was
Ming
just...
Manichan?
It was like that Christmas song, Carol of the Bells, and it just went, Ming Money Chan, Ming Money Chan, Ming Money Chan. And you're like,
kids are geniuses. Actually, they're like evil geniuses.
It's fucking crazy because you're like, how is it mean for you to make up a song that's just this guy's name, but it totally is?
Because it's not totally mean, but it's cutting to the bone.
It is.
Yeah.
And also, and it, it's got to be the fucking worst thing in the world to be a middle school teacher and you're like, this kid's making fun of my name. And I hate it, but what can I do?
Totally.
I can't do anything about that.
But I think you kind of like, you got to know if you're going to teach middle school.
Oh, yeah.
No matter, even if you're like George Clooney, you're going to get fucked with.
They should really have, I feel like in middle school, like you go to teach middle school and you go to the teacher like classes and stuff. And they should just, you know, if you have like a big birthmark on your face, just be like, dude, don't do it.
Give you reconstructive
just. Yeah, just do something else.
I was just telling Eli a story about middle school. I had an algebra teacher who was really short, like a very lean, but he was like rancher guy back in California. And he was like in his 50s. He always wore Wrangler jeans, like the tight ones, you know, like the cowboys wear.
Yep.
And he always wore a flannel shirt. But this is middle school, you got to remember. And his name was Richard. And he had a belt buckle that said Dick. No, like, why would you walk into a middle school, you know, class
with
full
the
of
word
middle
dick.
School bull, you know, right above your dick with tight Wranglers on?
Yeah, like, to a certain extent, people ask for it. Like,
totally.
I do think there is a level at which you could behave where you should know better, and if people make fun of you for it, it's like, what did you think was going to happen? It's hard because sometimes I feel like I'm saying, well, you shouldn't dress that way if you don't want to get harassed. But if you dress with a belt buckle that says Dick on it in middle school, some shit's going to happen.
Totally.
Yeah, maybe leave that at home. Yeah. Maybe just normal belt.
Yeah. He was the nicest guy, but
of course.
It couldn't happen. It was just too much.
You just can't do that. Yeah. There are limits.
Totally.
There are limits where you're like, it's like a, you know, when they have the law, like you can't just have a trampoline in your front yard because it's like an attractive nuisance.
Right.
And it's like if some kid breaks his neck on a trampoline in your front yard, that's your fault. It's sort of like that. If you get made fun of for having a belt buckle that says Dick.
In middle school, you're asking for it.
Yeah, you brought that on yourself.
And that was like endless humor in middle school.
Yeah.
That's like every day, it never got old.
No. Well, it's so easy. And I think you're so bored.
You know what totally. I mean?
That you're like, all it takes to entertain me is the fact that someone's wearing tight pants.
And you want to kind of like basically you want to make fun of other people because you don't want to be the focus.
It seriously is like, that was my entire elementary school experience.
Lord of the Flies, basically.
Can I push the lightning to a taller lightning rod?
You didn't want to be Piggy.
Right. Right. We made fun of a fat kid and we made fun of a not fat kid, but who was just fat enough to be a fat kid.
Right.
Because it was like, well, as long as we're making fun of this fat kid, they're not making fun of me. And that's, you know, it's like hour by hour.
It's freaking brutal, man.
It's the worst place in the world.
I ask my kids if that still happens and they seem to think it's not happening anymore as much.
Yeah. I feel like the kids today,
yeah,
it's like bullying and stuff is such a like sensitive topic anymore.
Totally.
It seems like harder to get away with making fun of a fat kid.
Yeah, it was like the Wild West during the 80s and 90s, 70s, 80s, 90s.
Well, I think also that teachers, I think now a teacher, if a kid was making fun of a fat kid, would make a big deal out of it.
Right. And probably because they got made fun of.
Yeah, probably. But like back when we were kids, I feel like the teachers were kind of just like, whatever, this is what kids do. Like, this is what happens. And
yeah,
well, I don't want to get involved.
Pretty much.
They're going to start making fun of my tight pants if I get involved.
And kid, you know, you're so secret. Like you'd be okay in class, but out in the yard,
right.
It was basically, you know, sodomize, you know, Mayor Dodd.
Yeah. Oh, it was insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there was like a thing too. I remember when I was in elementary school, it was like a new thing to have a teacher be outside during recess. Like that wasn't a thing that always happened, and they built this concrete path around the playground, and the teacher would have to like walk
make
around.
The rounds.
Yeah,
right.
Like a warden,
You know what I mean? But like when before, just a couple years before, they didn't do that. And it's like, you would just put a bunch of fucking kids out here and then just stand halfway between the school and the playground and call it a day.
That's how I remember recess. It was,
right?
They let you out for like 30 minutes, or it seemed for like forever.
Yeah.
And you ran wild.
Yeah.
You like broke shit and yes. like jumped the fence, went to the creek and like, you know, yeah. just threw rocks at each other.
Yes.
And no one cared as long as everyone showed up.
Yeah. I have these super distinct memories of, you know, it went in our school in order, first, second, third, fourth, fifth grade. So fifth grade had the last. And basically what would happen is the younger grades would always build like a snowman in the winter. And as soon as the bell rang, you could see the other kids come out for their recess and just kick it all down. Right. Just destroy totally. Whatever you built
Total
in your recess.
Dominance.
Yeah. And then they would build a new one from the remnants.
Right.
And then the next grade would just come and kick that shit down.
Right.
Because they'd be, oh, fuck no. No one's building right. a snowman out here. I just wish they would have let us have, you know, a 10-minute period of like, we go inside and just assume that it's fine. And then someone didn't come and do like a flying kick and like destroy it. Yeah, it was a, I don't miss that part of life. I don't miss school.
Either. I don't either.
I always think that if I did travel back in time and was in like middle school, I would probably kill myself. I don't think I
was
could
it
do
that
it again.
Bad?
It was pretty bad. I hated it. There's no redeeming qualities
you know,
for
I,
me.
I loved it because I had such a fucked up family life that it was like
getting out
away.
Of the house.
Yeah. Just getting away from just the pandemonium that was happening at home. That
yeah.
It was almost like getting made fun of at school was awesome compared to just craziness.
Yeah. I could see. There were a few years where I coached runners, you know,
mm-hmm.
and there were always those kids who were like, you could tell, just had a fucked up home life, and they were always the ones, you know, sometimes they would then just kind of turn around and have their own fucked up weird right. things going on, and sometimes though they would just go like head first into like school and after school activities and all this shit, because they just were like, anything that keeps me out of the house,
that's basically what I would swim, play yeah. water polo, and then I'd go straight to work at Kentucky Fried Chicken until
yes.
like 11 at night, go home, sleep, and then go back, start over.
Yep. Yeah. That. Ugh. Yeah, I felt bad for those kids too.
That's getting a little heavy, so I think we
okay.
need, I think we need shrimp
Let's
chips.
Let's have a snack. Shrimp chips.
So these were a constant in my house growing up, and no one told me how utterly disgusting they were
mm-hmm.
until later in life. They're not really that bad, but here.
Now, is the packaging of these the same as you remember? It's got like pink polka dots.
Yes. You know, there's a new packaging, but uh-huh. I purposely bought this. I don't think this has changed in like 30 years
it
that
looks,
I know of. Doesn't this look very 70s to
yes,
you? Or
it's
maybe
yellow
early
and
80s.
Pink and like a dark burnt red.
And Shrimp Chip, the font is like weirdly like rustically coastal or something.
Yeah, like it looks like a sign you would see by the sea.
Exactly.
That's like, oh, so-and-so's old-time sea shanty or whatever.
And then the chip itself is like, it looks like, what's it look like?
It's like a French fry,
exactly.
kind of, but it's got like a pattern,
it's
a
like
spiral.
A mini curler donut, but French fry, and it's crispy. How do you like it?
It's very strange.
These are awesome with beer. I know they taste weird now, but with beer, they go down really nicely.
They're like, they're not bad. I think the aftertaste kind of reminds me of, if you ever had a fish and you had that flake food?
That's
and
exactly.
if you've ever eaten that,
yeah.
it tastes suspiciously similar to
I,
that.
I wonder what the ingredients are.
It's bringing
are.
Back a big flavor memory for me
right.
that I haven't had for a while.
So shrimp is like the fifth ingredient. But you know that's some kind of like shrimp paste that's been dehydrated
yes.
and flaked and reconstituted and like the farthest from shrimp you'll ever get.
Yeah, it's not super, they're not like super strong though.
No.
Which can go either way. I could see this with beer too because the aftertaste isn't great. So then you just like
totally.
Cut that part out
yeah.
and then you got a pretty good snack.
And you know, it's like eating a meal because you have your beer and these chips and that's like 1,000 calories right there.
They are nice and crunchy.
Mm-hmm.
These aren't, they're not good.
No.
I couldn't see.
They're an acquired taste, and because I've been eating them
yeah.
probably since I was you know, 5 or 6, they just are natural to me.
Yeah. Oh, it's totally, you know, like a Funyun or something where it's like,
right,
I just love these, but I can, if someone told me these are fucking terrible, I'd be like, I agree.
Right.
They are not good.
But, you know, imagine giving a Funyun to someone. Like, they would be like, this is the most awful non-oniony chip I've ever tasted, and why are they so goddamn salty?
That was, it's like, are onions made out of salt where, right, you come from? Because this is a ring of salt
with the texture crunch of a cork or a pork rind. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, Funyuns are also, the design of the Funyun, it's too big, so you can't eat it, and then, right, it just gets crumbs fucking totally everywhere. It's, right, a disaster.
And it, like, dissolves in your mouth. It's not like, yeah, a real chip. It's,
no,
like some kind of weird dissolving thing.
It's all, it's just, I feel like the chips, like the Frito Factory, is just, they pour chemicals into a big machine and then Funyuns come out.
Pretty much.
And, you know, it's just pretty steam much coming out or whatever. The machine that Donatello was working on in Introduction to Ninja Turtles, which is like a full room computer that's a coffee maker, and it's just steam. And
I want to see what the Funyun looks like before it's actually cooked. I mean, is it like a ring machine? Like, or is it, what is it that like makes
a batter?
Do they purposely make those different sizes? Because you know those aren't real onions.
No.
So they must, like, it must be designed to look or have different sizes, or, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, why are they not all uniform?
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah. But it, you're right. Like, I do wonder, okay, these don't look uniform, but is it because they have 8 different, you know, they're like,
exactly,
okay, today we're making the, yeah, smalls, tomorrow we go up, and
that's
then we,
I mean,
mix them together.
Right.
Yeah, because, like, Doritos aren't all exactly the same. Like, some are more curled and whatnot, but you know what it's like. You know how if you get chicken nuggets at McDonald's, there's 2 shapes. There's circles and boots.
Right.
And it does, I do wonder, like, because they mash up the chicken, right, and then remold it.
Or what we think is chicken, yeah.
Yeah. And so obviously what they're doing is molding it into these 2 different shapes so that I'm fooled into being like, this is food.
Otherwise it looks like you're eating some kind of industrial art project, right? It's,
yeah,
just this,
yeah, like it's a perfect sphere,
right,
of chicken.
Right. I remember when they first came out with chicken nuggets, they had like a guy who was supposedly a chef on TV saying how he had created this like delicacy, and people went ape they went ape shit over these things. I remember eating just bucket loads of this shit and going, these are so good.
Yeah. Oh, when I worked there, they still had, you could buy you know, limited times of the year, they had a 100 pack, so you could like have, right, a chicken nugget party, you know.
You know what always tripped me out about them? They weren't nuggets. They were almost like, they were like flat. They,
yeah,
were like angular.
Yeah.
They weren't like Chick-fil-A nuggets. They were, no, like, it was like a flattened out something with, you know, they had like a ridge around it.
Yeah.
The side.
They had like a texture, but that also seemed,
right,
fake.
Kind of a foamy, yes, dense. It was like eating like a, you know, pasta perfect bed or something in little bite sizes.
Yeah, it's the strangest food. It's the, yeah, it is like if they hardened latte foam somehow and then coated chicken in it.
Right.
This is like the most disgusting description of, I was just talking smack about shrimp chips, but then I'm like, I mean, how many fucking nuggets have I eaten in my life and never even.
Totally. And then we're gonna step it up, because,
okay,
talking about disgusting, we're gonna try Marmite.
Okay. I'm not excited about,
okay,
this.
Okay, you've had Vegemite.
I've had Vegemite.
The Australians are awesome because they succeeded in making Marmite more disgusting, which is, once you eat this, you'll understand how impossible that seems.
Yeah.
But they did.
The Vegemite I had, you know, so it was on a cracker, and I was told you're supposed to eat it with butter.
Right.
And it was the saltiest thing I've ever had in my life.
Right.
Funyuns included.
The first time I had Marmite was on toast with butter, and I was super sick, uh-huh, and my taste buds were shot. And I was like 2 toddies, or no, 2, what are those drinks called? Is it a toddy?
Yeah, yeah.
Whiskey
and,
yeah,
honey.
So I was like 2 toddies in and like feeling good, and I remember biting into this toast, and just the first thing I did was like, what the fuck is this?
It snaps you momentarily out of your sickness.
Totally.
It's so and
it,
awful.
It got through the whole cold, numb, can't taste it. So we're chasing this with rye whiskey, which is probably the only thing that can kill this.
It'll just clear it. Now, this is just a brown goo.
Let me read the ingredients. Okay. Just
because this doesn't even seem like it. It seems like it's a thing, not like it's a...
So it comes in a pretty cute little jar.
Yeah, I like
it. It says Marmite, and then it says yeast extract.
Oh, God.
And there's like a little, like a Winnie the Pooh honey thing, and it says Marmite.
Yeah, why not?
Contains B vitamins, 100% vegetarian.
Well, that's good.
And the ingredients on the back, I can't even read it. So it's basic. Oh, here we go. It's yeast. All right, so these are the first two ingredients, yeast extract and salt. So you know what you're getting into.
It smells vile.
Let me smell it. Yeah, that smells like yeast extract.
It smells and looks kind of like if you took the inside out of a Fig Newton and then burned it in a pan.
Right.
And then you'd have this.
It looks like kind of a really nice brown molasses.
Yeah, it looks like the last thing I would want to get on my skin or clothes.
Right. This is something that like maybe grows in your shoe if you haven't washed your socks for months.
Yeah, do you remember the part in Jurassic Park where the dinosaur spits all over Newman's face?
Yeah.
That's what this looks like to me.
It may very well taste like that too.
It burns if it touches your skin.
Cheers.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God. Oh!
Let it sink in. It's get it on the
so
roof of your
salty.
Mouth.
And it, like, oh.
I don't know. Does it taste like car exhaust or something?
Yeah, it tastes like a non-food item, that's for sure. Something you breathe in when you're standing behind a bus.
If I didn't know this was food, I would think I ate something rotten. Just like, oh, fuck, I'm going to have diarrhea for 2 days now.
I seriously would check the expiration because it doesn't taste like something that...
So we've got, on this thing, we've got a year.
2019.
Yeah, we've got until May 2016 before it expires.
There's no way. There's no way. How do you know this is expired?
It's yeast.
It's got to taste better.
Probably.
Right? Because it's like mellowed somehow?
Maybe.
I don't understand this. Like, how did this food get made? Who decided, like, who ate this and was like, okay, I'll give an example. I'm not like a huge fan of vinegar, right?
Right.
Salt and vinegar chips. But like, even when I eat them, I'm like, I can see how someone would like this. I could see it. You know, it's salty, it's crunchy, it's pretty good. It's a little too much for me, but it's not poisonous.
Right.
It's not a flavor that I feel like is something... This is like something you would feed to your dog to force them to vomit.
Right. But at the same time, it's strangely addicting. Like, take another bite, it's almost better the second time.
I don't know if I believe you.
I'm totally lying. I just wanted to see you eat it. No, it is. It's like this weird...
Like, I feel like I'm making the faces of if you give a baby whiskey and they're just like, oh! Yeah,
or just half a lemon.
You know, and you see someone feed a baby a lemon because it's fun.
It's like,
just like, look at what they're doing.
There are like stages you have to go through, like deciding to put it in your mouth, chewing it, and then like, do I want to swallow this one?
Yeah, like the initial flavor is bad and like strong, and then the follow-up is worse, and it just...
I think the aftertaste is the worst for me. It just lingers.
How much, like, if you had to eat, you know, if you had until May 16th, 2016 to eat that jar...
Could not finish it.
And
this,
I mean...
It's, this jar is 4.4 ounces. I think this would last me a lifetime with giving it to my friends.
Yeah, and it seriously is the size. It's like an adorable little, also 70s looking jar. And it's maybe fits as much as it would fit inside 1.5 ping pong balls. I mean, it is not
big. This would be
big.
Like maybe 2 shots of whiskey.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. 2 nice shots would fit in there.
Right.
And that much Vegemite or Marmite would take...
What? 3 years? 4 years?
Yeah.
Just...
And I feel like I'd have it for 4 years and I would open it up and be like, God, I think I ate this once.
I'm gonna leave this for you guys. This
thank you.
It's a housewarming gift.
So, I'm gonna let Poon Master Flex give it a try.
Poon Master, yes, and it's a great white elephant gift too.
That's true.
I don't think even if it does go bad, who the fuck's gonna know?
How would you know?
Yeah.
Hey, you want to do me a favor? There's a huge spider on the door behind you.
Jesus.
Do you want to mash that with something?
I would rather not.
Because you don't like to murder it, or because you don't want to touch it?
I've taken a vow not to kill spiders.
Okay.
But I've got these little cups.
Oh, that's perfect.
I'm totally fine with suffocating them as long as I'm not there.
Well, if he survives long enough that we can let him out afterwards, I'm cool with that.
Oh, this is always the hard part.
See, now he's got to get the lid on it without the spider escaping. And it's running around. Ah! It dove on the floor. I mean, if it's gone, it's gone. You know.
Of course, I'm not wearing any shoes either.
No, me neither.
I think I just screamed like a little girl there.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Well, that was a big one.
Poon Master, there's a gigantic spider in your house right now. I'm sorry.
This is a very... Something I've noticed about moving into older houses, spider infested.
Me too. When I moved into my Greeley house, I thought there were brown recluse spiders because they were everywhere. Turned out to be grass spiders, but they were everywhere.
Yeah. That's how this place, you know, every day, I think, when I go and get in the shower, there's a spider in the bathtub.
Right.
A new one.
Right.
Because I mash them.
Right.
So you don't mash the spiders.
I try not to. Yeah. It's just I catch them and throw them out.
Yeah.
I'm totally fine if something else kills it.
Right. If it just dies,
that's
fine. Is this like a just personal belief or a religious belief? Or
it's a spider thing belief, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a religious belief. It's just, I don't know. You know, life is fucking hard.
Yeah,
it's terrible. So fucking hard. Like, why are you gonna?
I wish
make it worse for something else. You know.
Yeah, I wish that like a spider, I would see it and just feel the same way I feel about like a cat or something, and just be like, "Yeah, it's fine. It can go on its way. I'll go on my way."
Yeah,
I've had a few like spider incidents. You know, like I at one time woke up and there was one in my pubes and stuff. That are like...
I think if that happened, I would definitely try to mash it.
Yeah. I feel like these incidents have caused me to be like, I don't buy... When people are like, a spider just is on its own, you know, it doesn't bother you. And I'm like, yes, it does. And when it's in your pubes, it's a problem.
It's in... I mean, I think 100,000 years of us being killed by crawly things.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's definitely a, like, built into the DNA... I kill something that skitters.
You know what does that for me? When I was living in Hawaii, there'd be these centipedes that were...
Whoa, yeah.
They were like a fucking foot long.
Yeah.
And they would like drop... If you're in the basement, they would kind of drop down on you.
Oh.
And that was the most... If you've ever thought you were slow or lethargic, have a centipede drop on you and you're like fucking kung fu master, like Tasmanian
flinging
devil.
It off and
yeah, just like, whoa. You'll be like naked in 2 seconds, just getting shit off of you. Like, what the fuck?
When they touch your body, it's really, we were staying in Texas a couple weeks ago and I woke up and there was a roach crawling on my back.
Right.
And I didn't know what it was, you know, but in the dark, and then I was just feeling a scratchy...
I think it's like crawling on me. I keep thinking...
I keep thinking that too. And right. I'm like, it's just these wires. And I keep looking like, right. is it there? Yeah, and I flung it off me and then realized like, oh my God, that was a bug, not just like a itch or whatever.
Right.
And then it was like a huge roach and I was just like, ugh. And then the rest of the night you're feeling...
Every itch is a...
Yes. Yeah. You're like, am I usually this itchy at night? All right, so we're moving on. Kangaroo with beef jerky.
Kangaroo beef jerky.
Kangaroo
with beef
jerky.
You're right. I didn't even read that.
So it's like mushed kangaroo and beef, I guess.
Was kangaroo too expensive? They had to cut it with beef?
I don't know. I'm always up for eating a jerky version of an animal, though. I'll try that.
See, Arla and I, there are two types of people. I like to go in a restaurant and order the most weird thing I can and try something new.
Yeah.
And 90% of the time, I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
And Arla will go and order like stuff she knows she likes, and she loves it.
Yeah.
And same thing when I was traveling, I would eat everything, but I got sick a lot.
I think I go a little bit. Okay, here's what I like. When you go somewhere and you're like, this sounds weird, but maybe it's good. You know, especially I've been tricked into this at a lot of breakfast places.
Right.
Where they're like, oh, we have our French toast that's also formed around sausage or something. And you're like, right. I mean, I'm fine with those ingredients. Why not mash them together? And then you're like, oh, that's why.
Well, and you're also thinking it's on the menu. People must like this. It must be okay.
Yeah. Or especially if it's a place is like, try our famous weird thing.
Right.
I'm like, okay.
But then, you know, you try things like chicken and waffles and you're like, that's pretty genius.
Yeah, this works.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
But not so much like, you know, I don't know what. Like blood.
Yeah.
Beef blood soup.
I gotta say, when looking at foreign cuisines, I find like European cuisine with all that stuff, and they're like, oh, well, okay, you let this blood clot, and then you, and I'm just like, no.
You know?
No, no, no.
The blood pudding is pretty awesome. I've got to say, I didn't think I would like it, but it tastes really, really good. Amazingly good.
Have you had, what is it, like meaty tasting?
It's like, it's, I guess it's kind of like irony. Like, you know what I mean? It's very dense. It's like eating liver products or something like that.
I don't know. Yeah, I was going to say something about some kind of similar... Fuck. Oh, well, it doesn't matter. Okay. So we've got this jerky. Looks pretty much like a beef jerky.
It's surprisingly greasy.
It's very
greasy. Surprisingly greasy.
I picked it up with these two fingers and was like, all right, I'm going to consciously try and not touch it with my other...
And cutting it, it reminds me of a dog treat. It's got the like same one. Texture and look to it. So,
all right, here we go.
It's like an overpriced Slim Jim.
It tastes pretty similar to a Slim Jim.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Well, the kangaroo's got to die. It's got to die. I remember what I was going to ask you about.
Mm-hmm.
What's that thing where it's like raw hamburger and then they crack an egg in it?
Tartare, man.
Yeah, have you had that?
Yes. I've had the horse version, which how would I know if no one had told me? It tastes the same.
Pretty much like beef.
Mm-hmm.
I shudder, but then I also, I'm like the first person who, you know, in an apocalypse or whatever, would have no problem eating like a horse or a dog or a cat or like, who cares?
Right. Meat's meat, man.
I would eat it in a heartbeat.
Dude, I'm Korean. If it moves, we eat it.
Right. Yeah, or like when I see Bear Grylls and he's eating like a caterpillar or something, and right. I'm like, well... I mean, I sort of wouldn't do that just because I know 2 miles away from here there's a diner. But right. if it was to survive or there was a good reason, sure, I would eat a caterpillar. What the hell?
I remember eating toasted grasshoppers and you salt it and you put like, you know, whatever, like nutritional yeast on it. It tastes pretty fucking awesome. It's like
some Marmite.
No, yeah.
They sell at the candy stores, they sell like grasshoppers and they're like, but they have Dorito right. dust on
yeah,
them and stuff.
Yeah.
They're not horrible.
No.
But they're not I wish Doritos was actually making them because right. then
it would know. Just taste like some weird chemical industrial dust.
Yeah.
And the grasshopper would be the vehicle for it.
Yeah. It's just a delivery system yeah. for Dorito dust.
Pretty much.
That's how I, you know, that's like my life motto. It's just like, I'm just a delivery system for Dorito dust to the grave.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know, I think humans have been eating pretty much anything they can get their hands on. So it's like embedded, like just ingrained in us.
Mm-hmm.
It's only been, what, a few hundred years where we're like, oh, it has to be clean. It has to be
yeah,
whatever.
Oh, yeah. I think that that's also, you know, you can get used to any taste.
Pretty
you
much.
Know what I mean, I'm sure if I ate Marmite every day for a year, like if I forced
you would
it
love
down,
that shit, man.
Yeah, eventually, right?
Yeah.
Also, sometimes I think it depends on if you start eating something, if like during a like happy time of your life, You just sort of like start associating that flavor with that, even if it's not great.
Right. So like if you fell in love and your lover loved Marmite and she tasted like Marmite, you would be in hog heaven. You get a boner every time you ate Marmite.
Right, though? Yeah. Don't you think that's possible?
Yep.
Like, do you think you could train yourself? Maybe this is a good idea, like, before the Viagra years. Okay, every time I get a boner, just, like, eat a peppermint. And then maybe you can reverse engineer. And so then when I'm 70 years old, I can take a boner pill, but it's just a peppermint.
Dude, you've got a project right there. If you write that, you would be a fucking millionaire if that works. All you have to do, you could be, like, at the peppermint room at Celestial Seasonings.
Just and hard just as a rock.
Totally just... Sequoia coming out of your pants.
Yeah, I'd have to think, like, I want something not uncommon or unpleasant, but also not something that I'm likely to experience just walking around.
It would be unfortunate if it was like a green light in your
eyes. And I was like, ooh, I made a bad decision. Anytime I hear, you know, the standard iPhone ring, I get a boner now.
For hours.
That was a big mistake.
Right.
Every time I get a text or someone gets a text.
What do you want to try next?
Give me some options here.
All right, we've got spotted dick sponge. Uh-huh. Don't ask me because the only reason I bought it because it was so awesome. Just the name.
Just
because
it's called and spotted dick sponge.
Take a look at this picture. It's like some weird 1950s awesomeness.
Simpsons established 1910.
Right.
And it looks like a cake, lightly spiced sponge pudding with sultanas. And that they've just poured cream into the middle of. I don't even know what a sultana is.
I don't know what a spotted dick sponge is.
Oh, you can microwave this?
Oh.
Oh, you remove from the packaging, put it on a plate and cover.
Oh, does it have to be heated? That might be a problem.
I don't think so.
We'll just eat it cold.
Oh, or you could do it on a stovetop.
Our second option is... Song Sao grass jelly, which I neglected to cook, so we're gonna just pretty much mainline this. We're gonna just eat the dust.
We're gonna just try a powder. It's sort of like eating a Kool-Aid powder.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure it's gonna be exactly like that.
Hey, do you want to come? Poon Master Flex just came home. Do you want to come in here and try something,
please?
Marmite. No. It's just yeast and like. I think you should just. Just smell it.
I'm going to leave this for you guys.
He's leaving it here.
This should last you at least 20 years.
It is unbelievably vile. Just smell it. It's like, I can't even really compare it to anything because the flavor is so bizarre.
Are you in a space where you can try a little?
Just try a little.
I'm going to put on a cracker for you.
You don't
right
have
now.
To be on microphone. Just no. Like
no. We're going to, just smell on the cracker. You may change your mind because it really changes. The aroma, it becomes much better. It's so lying right now just to get her to try it.
There was also a spider in here, and Jamie tried to capture it. He tried really hard. No,
I was trying to capture it instead of mash it.
And it didn't work out. He tried really hard.
She's making a face like, wow, I could really get used to this.
It's
so the first two ingredients, yeast and salt. Just remember that when you put that in your mouth.
Yes, you are. Come on. Please. Just eat a tiny bit. You don't need a lot.
Pretend like you're in exotic England.
She took a bite the
She's
size
gonna
of...
go spit. That was incredibly mean of us.
Spitting it out in the sink. It was a bite the size of like a baby tooth. Maybe.
So maybe it'll last 40 years for you guys.
It's going to last a long time.
Okay. So that's for you guys.
I think that'll last exactly as long as it takes her to throw it away.
Right. So this afternoon will be gone.
Woof. Okay, well, why don't we go for the cake? Or what do you got there?
Whatever you want. Oh, okay, we have haggis.
Ugh.
Canned haggis.
I'm dreading that one.
It's not stuffed in sheep stomach. It's just the stuff inside of it.
Okay. Let me see that one. Yeah, oh, this has... These all have, like, very old-timey... Now, this one looks purposely, like, medieval
it's
or
like
something.
It's like Brittany.
Yeah.
Welcome to Brittany.
Yeah, this is, like...
Could be, like, you know, Game of Thrones-y. That's what they ate.
What's your review of that?
It's so salty.
Right?
On a scale of 1 to disgusting, what was it?
Past disgusting.
past disgusting.
It's like seawater salty, you know?
No, it's like rotting seawater salty.
Yeah. We have a cat, too, now, joining us.
Hey, cat.
She's like sort of not supposed to come in here, so she sort of doesn't, but then sort of does. Do you want to let her smell
you
that?
Let her
see what she says? Oh. She doesn't like people food ever.
Oh.
But she does lick her own butt, so it'll be interesting.
This might actually taste the same.
Yeah, she didn't like it, but she didn't have a strong... I don't know if she knows it's a food, you know what I mean?
Right. I actually didn't know if it was a food either.
If I saw that, like, spread on the ground, I wouldn't be like, someone wasted a bunch of food.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah. Oil sludge is good. Yeah, it we were thinking molasses, like, but it looks like oil. Yeah,
yeah, good call.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we have
canned kimchi. So I've been eating kimchi since probably 2, but I've never had canned kimchi.
Now,
I gotta warn you: when we open that, it's gonna smell like a opossum died in your room.
Okay, so maybe we'll wait.
Yeah.
On this one, this is made by Dongwon.
Dongwon.
Dongwon. That would be a great, like, remaking of Don Juan.
Yes,
and it's called Dong Juan. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, and then basically
and
it's
his
the same
sidekick
thing.
Thunderwing.
Oh God, yeah. So normally this looks kind of just like I don't know. This on the cover on the packaging, it kind of looks like maybe a sashimi or something like that.
No, it's so basically it's just napa cabbage,
okay,
drowned in chili sauce, basically a Korean
That's
blend
bizarre.
With like so my aunt and my mother's would make this all day, just a production like assembly line, and the house would smell like death.
And is it like in bite-sized pieces? Is that how it
yeah.
works?
Yeah, so basically you chop up the cabbage and mix it with chili paste and shrimp paste and this, and it's like the Korean national dish. My mouth is like watering just talking about it. It's really weird. I've got this weird connection, and I think every Korean you talk to will be like, it's kind of like what they're weaned with.
Okay, well, we've got about 2 years on the expiration on this one.
Yeah. And it's I've never had a can, so
it could be.
It could be.
I'm going to let you try it first just to see how it compares to,
okay,
you know, the way mom used to make it.
Right.
That sounds like the ultimate. It sounds like a food. And also, if I had to invent a way to stink up a house, I don't know if I could do a lot better than cabbage and chili sauce.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Just a mess.
Yeah. Oh, and then they ferment it, so it gets better.
Oh, God.
And sometimes it's fermented for like months and months.
Yeah, I don't know if I could invent a better way to like make a house smell
and
like
it,
a food.
It reeks forever.
Yeah.
Like if you ate that, it would reek all day.
Okay. Lex is giving me very excited looks for like, thanks for doing this in our home. Thanks for having a radio show. What else you got there?
So I got like this, like... mochi stuff. It's
okay.
Basically like a rice cake, but this is melon mochi. So I've had really weird tasting mochi, and sometimes they're really good, and sometimes it's like biting into some kind of a chemical paste.
Okay. Well, that sounds like the kind of bad that I'm used to, at least.
Right.
And this looks like, this is actually, they just look like kind of balls of gel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they're kind of shaped like the circle chicken nuggets.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right.
And then we already talked about the grass jelly. And so there's a grass jelly. And, you know, the picture makes it look like cubed tar.
Yeah, the picture looks horrible. It does. It looks like they made a jello and the flavor is road construction.
Exactly.
Something. And they have, you know, it's in a nice bowl with that weird kind of spoon.
Yeah.
That I have like that, one of.
Like, you think every Asian country uses that spoon?
That soup spoon?
Yeah.
But they don't.
It was probably invented in San Jose. I don't know. It could have been. I don't know.
I bet you're right. Like, a Chinese restaurant was just like, let's just use these.
Did you hear that story about the dudes in Shanghai who missed their Chinese food?
No.
So, these two guys, like, young business guys were in Shanghai, and they loved Americanized Chinese food so much.
Like Panda Express and stuff?
No, but like just normal, like Hunan.
Okay.
Yeah. So they were in Shanghai and they were getting authentic Chinese food, but they were not used to it and they missed Chinese food. So they started a company and they started opening Americanized Chinese restaurants in China. for the expats. But then the Chinese started coming, and they loved that shit. And they were asking, what kind of American food is this? And they're like, no, this is Chinese food. And they're like, not really.
Not at all, yeah.
So I thought that was hilarious.
So what is real Chinese food? Like, what do they actually eat there? I don't even know.
I've never been to China, so I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea.
But I worked at this Thai restaurant. We served Thai. I worked there for years, and then they invited me to some like New Year dinner with, I think only because I was Asian. And like, the only other wait person they invited was also not Asian, or not American. She was like Vietnamese or something. And the food they served was not the food we were serving.
Oh, really? The restaurant Thai food was not?
No. Like, restaurant Thai foods after that tasted like a sugar bomb Disney version of some Thai food. Like, what they were serving was like, I don't know, it was like salty, spicy, like just like Marmite-y shrimp or something, you know. It was good, but different.
Yeah. I wonder, I would love, I just so badly want to go to like, I would be very tempted if I went to, you know, India, let's say, and they had a restaurant that was like, this is American food. I would want to go so bad to see what they're saying is like, what to them is American food.
So I went to Korea when I was like 16 for the Olympics, and I, you know, as a 16-year-old, I hadn't been there for a while, and I wanted, I was craving a hamburger.
Yes.
I was like, please give me a hamburger. So we were at this restaurant that was kind of near the water, and hamburger was on the menu. So I ordered it. And what came out was what probably they thought a hamburger was. Uh-huh. It was like some kind of weird pork patty.
Oh, God.
But it looked like someone had mashed a patty into a circular shape.
Oof.
And it was a cross-cut piece of cabbage for the lettuce. So there are two discs, right?
Uh-huh.
And the bread was like some weird sandwich bread. It wasn't even a bun. And they had put it, so it was basically a sandwich with mystery pork patty and cross-cut cabbage and a side of kimchi. So that was my hamburger.
And on the side, kimchi.
Yeah. And it was actually pretty good, only because I was craving something not Korean. But it was, so that was the hamburger.
We had, when I went to Morocco, we ate at a hamburger place. And it was like hilarious because it was themed Disney theme, but you know, non-sanctioned, totally. And it was called, it was just like McDonald's. It was called like McRonald's or something. And it was clearly not like a chain restaurant. It was like a guy in a place making this food.
He had a genius thought. I'm going to open like McRonald's.
And then there were these, the pictures on the wall, it was like a mural, you know, and it would have Mickey Mouse. But it was so like off model that it kind of looked like when, you know, in the 70s, people would be doing underground alternative comics and try and make Mickey Mouse look like a scumbag. It kind of looked like that.
Like heroin addict Mickey.
And he looked like he had a 5 o'clock shadow, sort of. And you're just like, this is pretty strange. And the burger there was also weird. And like the bun especially was just...
That seems to be the giveaway, strange. That bun, the bread, yeah.
The bread, I didn't really realize how important that was.
Right.
But it's not horrible. It was just like...
Could it pass, like, if you're hungry, kind of like the cross-cut cabbage thing, and it wasn't even close.
Right.
Right.
If I was here and I went to a hamburger stand and ate that, I'd be like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, is this place... It would seem like a restaurant that was created because they're like, okay, someone's brother bought a bunch of buns and a bunch of hamburger stuff, and they're like, we need to open a restaurant for 3 weeks and use up this stock. But as far as, like, being in a completely other country and being far enough... You know, it was a small enough town that you're like, Disney doesn't reach here. No one from Disney has shut this down, which is incredible. Yeah, it's like, that was the weirdest part was, if someone did that here, or even in small town America, how long would that last?
Dude, cease and desist letter, yeah.
There would be a guy there, yeah, just smashing things.
Right. But you know, if you had that same burger out of a like a food truck in Austin, you'd pay twice as much for it.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. If you went there and they were like, oh, well, we make burgers, it's pork and it's a cabbage thing, and people would be like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm interested.
Yeah. And it's $10.
I think maybe we should open this haggis because I'm dreading it the most.
Okay.
And so let's get that out of the way.
So you're one of those eat the shitty stuff first guys.
I guess so. Yeah, when we used to, when I was a kid, my stepmom always insisted we eat a vegetable with dinner, which was fine, except sometimes, like, you know, when you're having pizza, and you're like, do we really have to eat carrot sticks with this pizza? Well, that is very gray looking.
All right, I'm having second thoughts.
It looks like oatmeal.
It looks like dog food.
It looks a lot like dog food.
Should we heat this first? Can we get... production help here.
Do me a huge favor. I don't mean to bother you. How would you feel about heating up this haggis with lamb? It actually,
if you do this a small favor, you can actually have a little cup of it.
It doesn't smell horrible to me. It smells kind of like a canned soup or something.
I'm gonna leave and your house is gonna smell like a dump.
you could just put it in a bowl in its canned form or whatever.
I don't know if you want to heat up the whole thing.
I mean, I think just like a minute will be fine. Maybe 30 seconds. These,
no? Okay.
Smell it. It doesn't smell that bad. It looks bad, but it doesn't smell as bad as I thought it would.
It looks
actually.
Like molding cat food.
Do you smell it?
Yeah. It smells.
Yeah, it doesn't smell as... But it looks horrible.
Right.
It looks like gravel or something.
But it's you know, it's haggis. It's probably pretty tasteless.
Let's hope.
Yeah. Okay.
I was going to ask you while you were here.
Yeah.
Because you, sounds for the next room that aren't encouraging. It looks bad out of the can.
Oh.
Oh, and it's very glossy.
Oh.
Whew.
It's like if you turned a dog food can upside down, it was just a cylinder of dog food.
I just realized we should have done this at night because I'd have the option to turn the lights down really low and
it would look great.
It wouldn't be
a little piece of parsley on it.
Yeah, put a candle on the table. You've gone to a couple of the same gymnasiums that I have and can verify some of the horrors of. Now, I recently switched to Inspire Fitness.
Right.
Because the Funplex was closed for 2 fucking weeks.
I know.
Because they need to. Basically, I think, fill the entire pool with bleach and then drain it.
You got to scrub that year's worth of urine off the pool walls.
Vile. Yeah, and we were both sharing tales of trying to get undressed and showered in the locker room and how it's impossible.
Yeah, there seems to be a cutoff. Like, if you get there before 1, it's okay. But then at 1, they let the kids in, unsupervised.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's impossible. And why they're eating Flamin' Hot Cheetos in the locker room, I'll never know.
You know, after we had that conversation, I think I concluded that it must be the only chip in the vending machine or something.
Probably.
Because every goddamn day I go in there after 1, there is at least 1 smashed red Cheeto on the ground.
At least 1 in the locker room. Yeah.
And with, you know, when within like a maybe a foot of it, there's always a loogie.
Oh, yeah. There are, the amount of loogieing people seem to be doing in public is like a problem for me. Like in a drinking fountain, every time you go to a drinking fountain, I'm like, do it on the ground or do it outside or do it in a toilet.
Now it's
it's hot.
It has this weird, it turned brown really quick. Does that look darker to you?
The top and the bottom are darker, and the middle is still kind of a lighter gray.
As host of this prestigious program, I'm going to let you try it first.
All right. I'm going to give it a minute here because it was pretty hot. Cecily was more interested in that. The cat. Well, this looks like something a cat would eat. Do you want to try this? You can smell it.
The cat would probably like it. It kind of reminds me of the model they made on Close Encounters of the third kind.
Oh, yeah. When he's like going crazy and he's Oh, yeah. We'll just give her
that's
a little
like
on a cracker. This is like when people use the phrase shit on a shingle. This is the...
It actually looks like shit. Yeah. It's basically some kind of hash.
It's like a log of shit with a bunch of little pebbles
with
in
like
it.
With like a nice like lard glaze over the top.
That's the worst part, how shiny and glazed it is.
I'm going to take a swig of this whiskey before I try that.
All right. I'm going to hand me one of those forks. I'll give it a little try here. What's the cat verdict? She almost licked it.
Poonmaster, can we get the can to read the ingredients?
Yeah, sorry. I should have asked you for that back.
Wait, don't take a bite yet. I want to
know.
Yeah. Well, unless you want to, go ahead and I'll read it out. Maybe that might be better.
The sound of it, putting a fork in it is like... Yeah, it's awful.
Okay, so from the can, haggis, worthy of Robert Burns. I don't know who Robert...
I don't know either.
The growing interest and pride in Scottish and Celtic history is evidenced by the large attendance of Scottish, Irish, Celtic festivals. I'm not going to read this.
That is like some
serious marketing here. Yeah. Okay. Only the finest ingredients, water, lamb, hydrated pin oats, beef liver, refined beef suet, onion powder, onions, salt, kitchen bouquet. What is kitchen bouquet?
What the fuck is that? Okay.
I don't know. Parsnips, turnips, salt, parsley, spices, sodium benzoate, and then the ubiquitous spices, which could be something out of a New Jersey factory.
I don't like when they're like kitchen bouquet spices.
And the marketing and the label makes it look like it's coming straight from like some old timey place in Scotland.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it's got like one of those Scotlandy dragon.
But really, it's coming from Texas.
Oh, God.
And it has passed the Department of Agriculture's whatever they do.
Oh, well, they have very high standards. Yeah. So
and let's see what the expiration date is.
I think that one was on the lid. Oh, was that the... No, that was the kimchi.
No expiration date.
17
that I can see, so we'll just say it's fresh forever. It's in a can.
Well, it does have oats, which I thought maybe it did. I mean, when you read the first ingredient, as a canned food goes, doesn't sound so bad.
No.
Because I'm like, well, these are things I've heard of. Totally. I don't know if I want to eat turnips, really. But like...
It smells like spiced lamb. And you know, I really like lamb. All right, so go for it. It's like your face is like kid eating liver.
The texture
liver.
Is not good,
oh.
But the flavor is not bad. Flavor wise, I can handle it.
It's got sort of a weird, like grainy, granular texture.
Yeah, I don't know if the oatmeal was a wise addition.
It looks like some kind of a holiday bread.
Yes.
You know, like some kind of a fruit cake with lots of nuts in it?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to try it. It's pretty grainy.
Yeah.
It's very gamey.
It's a little bit slimy, gelatinous, too.
It's a lot greasier than I thought it would be.
Super greasy. But this is horrible.
Your cat would love this, I bet.
I think so, too. This seems like a cat food. I think...
Oh, the cat is very interested. He just came.
She braved the room, huh? Yeah, I think this cat isn't a great tester because she doesn't eat hardly... The only people foods I've ever seen her eat are like goldfish crackers. She'll kind of eat those. And Twizzler she'll eat. But I don't
know. Wait, Twizzler?
Yeah, Twizzler.
Huh.
Oh, tuna. Oh. She'll eat tuna.
Wait, Twizzler or tuna? Those are...
I don't know why I said Twizzler. She'll chew on a Twizzler, okay. But I don't know if she really eats it. I mean, she'll also like chew on human hair and stuff, right. So she's kind of... But she's not real into food. You know, like I put a pepperoni on the floor, and she'll lick it a couple times, but then just kind of walks away.
Right.
She's not a
big... Cats are like that, I think. They just...
Yeah, she doesn't like chicken. She doesn't like...
Really?
No. Huh. You can leave food out, and she just won't... She doesn't go for it. She doesn't do
discerning
a lot of cat things, you know, like eating stuff. She doesn't like milk, really. She doesn't get into boxes and stuff. She doesn't do these cat
What does
things.
She do?
Sleeps around and ruins my health. She does. She ruins my health.
I think that was worse than the Marmite, I have to say.
Really?
The after... At least the Marmite was... so novel and overwhelming.
It was very different.
Yeah, it was almost enjoyable in a sick way.
Yeah.
This haggis, that greasy aftertaste is making me nauseous.
There's nothing to like about it. My lips still feel greasy.
Totally. Don't they? Yeah. My whole mouth is like coated with grease.
I will give you that. Like, I feel like I need to gargle with some Dawn dish detergent.
I'm gargling with like rye whiskey right now just to like scrape that off.
It's pretty vile. And I'll say this. I'll agree with you. It wasn't worth it because it's not crazy enough.
Right.
To be, it kind of is like, it seems like the Chef Boyardee of,
right,
well, Texas, I guess.
Right.
But if you wanted to have a fake haggis.
Why Texas? Why not like New York or somewhere closer to?
Somewhere where maybe a Scottish person
right,
lives.
Or, you know, Estes Park or something. I don't know.
I don't know. Okay. What do you want to do next? I picked this one. You picked the next one.
All right. So
we've got mochi, kimchi, grass jelly, and cake.
All right. So I have this grass jelly stuff that I was too lazy and neglected to actually make into jelly. And Peter suggested we eat it like Kool-Aid dust. I was horrified for a second, but then I was like really intrigued. Like, why not?
It was very much like, oh, no. Well, okay. Like,
the story of my high school life just... What's it smell like?
Weird.
So
it
this is
like ammonia or something.
This is coming from Thailand, so I wouldn't be surprised if it was actually like cut with like ammonia.
Some kind of preservative.
Right.
It smells like a cleaning product to me. You take a smell. It smells like...
There's some kind of weird vial in there full of...
There's like a pipette that's got a clear liquid in it.
It's like Dao Chao. And it looks... It's one of those plasticky things that... I don't know. What would come in this?
Eye drops?
Yeah, maybe. Eye drops or some kind of weird, like, it's personal hygiene fluid that you would drop into your... Yeah. There's infected penis head or something.
Yeah, yes. It's like, insert this into your dog's right, urethra, right, and it gives you cartridges that are preloaded, and you just take the top off.
So inside the package is another package with instructions and, and the penis cleaner.
This is...
It smells like some kind of a cleaning powder.
Doesn't it have a weird smell? But now, it doesn't even... It's not the powder, because... It's in a package. So what is making it?
I think
it's
the
like
ink
that?
And paper. Smell this.
It's the directions.
Seriously, it's all in Thai, but smell that. That's the paper.
Yes, you're right. It's like a weird, it's like they use some kind of glue in a magazine that just stinks to fucking hell.
Right.
Yeah, and this is all in Thai, so I cannot read this.
I love the Thai word fat.
Yeah, I do too. They were onto that PHAT before
totally,
everybody else.
Totally. And this is Tuan Fat.
Now, is it Thailand? Where's the place where their capital or something is like, fuck it, but PH? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't.
Should I look this up here? I could well, be. Cause, I, it's well, there's end always. Up being somewhere completely
there's always
wrong.
The Bangkok. But I think you're. Yeah, there must be.
Fuck it, province. Where is this? Okay, one of the southern provinces of Thailand.
So is it like PH?
PHUKET.
That is, that, you know, as a seventh grader, that would be freaking awesome.
I had yeah.
And yep. as a seventh grader who never grew up, that's fucking great.
I had a t-shirt, you know, an ARC t-shirt, and it had a map of Thailand on it. And it had all the different spots labeled, and one of them said, fuck it. And I was like, is this real or is this somebody like screwing around? But I wore it with pride, with all the pride of Thailand.
So how would you describe this bag of grass jelly dust?
Looks to me like something you would put in a potted plant. It's in like a package.
Right.
It's see-through, but then it's got a green border.
It could be some kind of medical product.
Yes.
I don't know. Like you would chill it and then put it on your like bullet wound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like some hot cold pack thing.
Right, exactly.
And it's like, oh well, it turns red when it's hot and blue when it's cold and green when it's just neutral.
And through the bag, the texture is like like arrowroot or something. It's got this like weird, like crisp, dense. Feel that.
Oh, yeah. It's almost like, you know what this reminds me of? This is like a toy you would buy at like a, you know, the nature store or whatever right. that place is.
Oh, it's like magic sand.
Yes. Like and you put it in the water yeah, and then exactly. it's clay and then you take it out and it's sand.
Right.
That is what this reminds me of. Or like, this is something you put in a fish tank and grow crystals.
Pretty much.
You know what I mean?
All right. Why don't you open it and we'll do the old, finger in the wet finger in the dust.
Now, do you want to get brave and try just a little of this fluid in this pipette? Do you want to just no, see what it
this
is?
This fluid actually scares me more than the powder because it's clear. I mean, this could be...
It could be anything.
Yeah. Okay, I'll open it.
It kind of looks like...
I'm going to open it and just to smell it.
It looks to me like...
We're talking about the fluid that is in like the penis cleaner adapter thing or delivery system.
It makes me suspicious that this grass jelly is only sold as like a drug smuggling procedure or something.
What is this? What is it? Whoa. Wait, let me read the directions.
Okay, this is where the cleaning smell is coming from. Is from
oh,
this
really?
Oh, God. Whoa! It's potent.
So it says nothing about this fluid, but it's, you know, 90% of this is in Thai. So yeah. I don't know what the hell. It may say, like, it's just a preserving fluid. Don't fucking eat it.
It could. It very well could be like, do not open that. We just put it in there to fool people who don't speak our language.
But we're going to open it just to smell it.
I mean, it can't smell more chemically than this. Like, this is a powerful chemical odor, and I can't stop smelling it. Because it's just like such a surprise.
I can smell it from across the table here.
It's crazy. I thought the haggis would be the most odor-centric thing, but this is...
Woo!
Now, what is that?
So I'm smelling the liquid in the penis adapter or cleaner, and it smells like straight cleaning fluid. Like you would use this to degrease your engine. Like, this is like nail polish.
That's
nail polish remover.
Acetone.
Yeah.
That is what I'm getting from this big time.
Yeah. Smell this. This is straight up.
Here, smell this one.
Whoa.
Isn't that powerful?
You know what? This smells like spray paint.
I can't smell this anymore because I smelled that. Yeah. Can we please?
Oh, we have real acetone
here. So let's compare. Will you smell this
and
tell me? Because you know what acetone smells like.
It's like a foodie version of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So they may have actually cut this with acetone or processed it with acetone. So I'm going to open acetone.
I can't smell this. This came in the package. We don't know what it is.
The acetone strangely smells better than this rice.
Does it really?
Or than this grass powder. Smell it. It's like more mellow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like cleaner.
Yeah. And this smells like it's like a raw Mexican grade acetone.
This is reminding me of, you know, you see these cigarette commercials and they're like, what's in a cigarette? And it's insulation and whatever. And it's
right.
like, what the fuck is in grass jelly?
Right. Well, you know what? I'm going to just put my finger in here because, you know.
I'm going to take a little hit of this fluid.
Oh!
And just hope for the best.
All right, so you go first. What is it?
I don't know. It physically is burning.
Oh, you should try some whiskey just to get that out of there.
Oh!
All right, I'm going to have to try that now.
Mm-mm.
I'm going to just put some on my finger.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fucking Jesus. That's like drinking fucking nail polish remover.
It is burning the inside of my lip still. Whoa! I don't know if that's meant to be consumed.
We may have just eaten like preservative.
Mm-hmm.
Too bad it's all in Thai.
We may have just eaten. Oh, my mouth is like numb.
Just the tip of my tongue is like burning. Okay.
We might have just eaten something that's like if someone got American beef jerky and ate the desiccant pack. You know what I mean? And
that's
just
actually
like,
that's like to fuel your like camp stove.
Yeah. Yeah. In case you're cooking this outdoors, here's a little starter.
Right. All right, so I'm going to try the grass jelly powder.
Wow.
It actually looks like cinnamon or cocoa. Smells like grass. Yeah, it's like taking a bite of lawnmower
really?
Chunks. Yeah.
All right. I'll try that. That seems like a welcome departure from what I just did.
That was definitely better than the whatever that clear liquid. Yeah. Moonshine. Thai moonshine. It's very earthy. Oh,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
This tastes like if you had a green tea that a little chunk of dirt fell in or something.
Yeah, it's dirty green tea. Exactly.
All right.
You could probably sell this at the tea shop in Fort Collins.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. $8 a pound.
Yeah, like this isn't something I want to eat, but compared to that last thing that just...
I think we may...
It hurt my skin.
That I'm still feeling, yeah.
Should I Google the words on the side of that thing just see what it says? I should have done that first, probably. What's this say? Dao Choi.
Yeah. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. I can spell it out for you.
It's D-A-O?
It's D-A with a pronunciation mark over it. D-A-U.
D-A-U.
And then C-H-U-O. Two words.
Dao Choi. This is just giving me things.
It's probably some kind of like Chinese conglomerate that does like tires and fish sauce.
And what is this stuff called? Grass?
It is called Sang Sao. S-U-O-N-G. S-A-U. Grass jelly.
Okay. Grass jelly. How to make grass jelly. This is still burning the inside of my lip.
Oh, so this is straight from Vietnam. It's not Thai, so maybe it's... Oh, it's from Ho Chi Minh City.
It still isn't saying... Okay, let's do this.
It's from Jin Chao Rural District, Ho Chi Minh City.
Grass jelly liquid?
The street address is C5/18 Chung Hong Street. Bing Hong.
Now, come on. This is just... let's see. Okay, it's made from a dried herb that's from the mint family. You can purchase this.
Oh, right. It's got a picture on the cover. Okay. Oh, I thought it was actually like grass.
Making it at home.
Huh.
Starch triggers a chemical reaction. This doesn't... I need to know...
What we just poisoned ourselves with?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, so is this a dessert or like a meal thing? I have no idea.
I don't know.
It says to... Pour cooled stuff into a bowl and you can add more sugar, ice, coconut milk. That doesn't help.
Packaged, maybe? I can't find other people who've eaten this. Oh, you know what? Did you get this from Amazon?
Yes.
I'm going to look it up on there and maybe they'll say.
I think it might have expired.
Swang Sao.
I think it might have expired in March.
Well...
No, it expires in 2017. It was manufactured in March.
Sometimes, as we're eating these foods, I hope that they have expired, because then I'm like, oh, okay.
That's why.
Well, that explains this. I can't even bring it up anymore. It's just bringing up weird knives. Let's see. I'm going to just do grass jelly here. There it is. Well, this has 6 ratings, 4 stars.
Any review say don't eat the clear liquid?
Whatever you do. 3 stars, but don't eat the liquid.
No. No.
It doesn't say that. let's see if it says anything. Okay, what I did. Mix the packet with 33 ounces of cold water and 5 tablespoons of sugar. Put the mixture in a sauce. This doesn't say anything about...
5 tablespoons of sugar?
Yeah. This one said 2 tablespoons of sugar or more. Oh, cut the 2. Oh, it's banana oil?
That is the most toxic banana.
It says cut the 2
really?
Of banana oil.
Wait, how do you get banana oil?
I don't know. That didn't taste anything like any bananas I've ever had.
Banana oil kind of smells actually like bourbon, doesn't it? It's got that like that same chemically smell as like whiskey.
Yeah, I would think.
That sugary... This tasted like straight up nail polish remover.
It was fucking vile. That thing was a bad, bad thing to consume. Oh yeah, it's a banana flavor. So that was the banana flavor.
Maybe it's like Thai banana flavor. What we think, you know, onions taste like in Funyuns.
This is crazy. Who would do this?
Let's move on. That was
all right.
Deadly.
Well, that was the worst as far as... I can barely even count it as a food. You know what I mean? I just feel like that's like we went to a Korean grocery store, but without knowing what's food and what's not.
Right. Well, it's like opening a pack of chips and eating the silicone, like, gel pack.
Yeah. Or like if someone went to an American grocery store and they just assumed everything in there was food, and they have like a bottle of Tylex that they just
right.
sprayed in their mouth. Okay, you pick that. Well, we've got kimchi, and then we've got mochi. Oh, and we've got... I think we should eat the cake last.
Okay.
As like dessert celebration. I'm going to just open this mochi because it's
easy.
Sounds
good.
It's easily open.
It's got this kind of a toxic nuclear green. Like if you were watching a cartoon and they wanted to like make something nuclear looking
on
Simpsons, they would make it that green.
Or if they had Slimer from Ghostbusters.
Right. This is like a solidified ball of that.
It doesn't smell bad. It smells, I don't know, melony, I guess. Apple-ish, maybe.
It does. It's got a chemically, like, apple smell. And it feels disturbingly like skin.
Yeah. The texture looks a little questionable. But, you know, this one looks the most like,
Doesn't it feel like
oddly soft?
It's like feeling like the nutsack of I don't know what, but doesn't have that like you're feeling your own little
yeah. This is like if an orc had a ball sack. Like this is what it would
Poon
be.
Master,
like. Do you want to feel a ball sack? Please. A weird one. I could throw you one, but I'm afraid it'll burst.
Tell her to come in.
It's weird. You need to feel. It's like.
It's so weird. Put your hand out. I'm gonna please put your hand out. I'm gonna close your eyes and just feel that.
She looked like she was gonna vomit almost right away. Do you want to try one of these with us?
It's dessert.
A mochi.
Yeah.
Melon flavor.
All right, I'm gonna go ahead and
smell it.
It
doesn't smell bad.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
The texture.
Face is like
it's like eating it's like really kind of like gelatinous.
I think I'm just gonna put this whole thing in my mouth.
I think the texture is like messing with my mind more than anything. And there's like a weird marshmallow thing in there. Yeah,
I can feel that. There's a hard part. It's a little cantaloupe-y.
Mm-hmm. It's actually I can eat this. If someone gave this to me as a kid, I would probably like it.
This isn't horrible.
No.
I was expecting liquid inside.
I was thinking like red bean paste or something, mm-hmm. but that marshmallow thing is tripping me out.
Mm.
But, all right, put both of these in your hands and tell me what it feels like, okay? Seriously. Just close your eyes.
It feels like you rested your balls in my hand. Exactly.
If I had very nice, clean-shaven balls, that's what it would feel like.
Yeah, if you had these, like, perfectly formed balls. Yep. Yeah.
And ask me to cough now.
And if your sack was the exact size of your balls.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ugh. I should have finished eating that before I was talking about how much it was like balls. All right. That one, yeah, I'm with you on that one. Like, if I was introduced to that when I was 4, and it was something that was omnipresent in the house, I could totally see growing to like that.
Totally.
That's no weirder than, gummy sharks, right?
Right. Or any kind of that does gummy, you know.
Yeah.
Sour Patch Kids or something.
Got this kimchi, too.
All right.
Oh, yeah, that's crack right. that one open.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, yeah.
I swear to God, this is going to just bomb this room.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, good news, there's like no ventilation in this room.
Yeah, so and I'm like sweating here. It's like a sauna.
It's hot.
Yeah.
It gets really hot.
All right, let me take a swig of this.
I'm looking forward to
the winter.
How
are you liking this whiskey, by the way?
I like it.
So it's 100% rye.
Yeah.
It's made in Vermont.
I like it a lot.
Good.
It's, you know, sometimes whiskey tastes chemically, right, or like it burns or whatever, but then after eating that oil, this is like
refreshing. Milkshake or something.
Yeah, it's like, oh, okay. Decontaminant. But that makes no sense.
No. All right, ready?
Yeah.
It's sure. really going to be bad. So actually, we should probably,
I'm gonna like preparing a bag so that we can contain it.
After we eat it.
Because who knows? And the mixture of smells. Because this haggis is just out here in can form. Just hanging out.
All right, here we go. So this says best before June of 2017.
So we've got plenty of time.
Plenty of time.
Why rush?
Okay, you ready?
Sure. It's a, you know, pop top can here.
I don't want to spray it everywhere, so I'm not going to open it all the way.
That's okay. Yeah, there's a layer of juice on the top.
So this definitely is probably been heat treated because it smells like it's been cooked.
Okay.
So this is what cooked kimchi smells like.
Okay.
Because I've probably eaten it thousands of times.
So this is accurate to the...
It's not fresh kimchi. Most likely been steamed or somehow to kill everything before they canned it.
Okay. Yeah, there's some cabbagey. It's a little like maybe something like a menudo or something like that, but
yeah, that kind of brothy,
yeah.
But it's straight up just vegetarian to be authentic. I brought
it's getting stronger.
Chopsticks.
I can smell. Oh, thank you. Okay, well, I want you to go first and tell me how much it tastes like. You know what you remember?
Mom's homemade kimchi.
Yeah, because if it's close, then I'll know.
The,
I'll know what
old
what
country
I'm doing.
Of California.
Yeah. You're working on the railroad.
All right, here it goes. So it tastes nothing like fresh kimchi.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes more like stewed kimchi.
Okay.
Which is also a dish. And it's called like kimchi jjigae.
Okay.
Which is basically hot cooked kimchi. And I actually love it. But of course, I've been eating this since probably I was 2.
So for you, this is a treat.
Yeah, this is like if I was English and went back and had Marmite.
Okay. So you're into it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You, on the other hand, might feel like it's as bad as banana oil.
I don't, that didn't even seem like a food. This at least looks like a food. It has elements that I recognize as food. It's not a clear liquid.
Right.
In a science tube.
Right. That's what I thought. It's actually milder than what kimchi would taste like.
I was gonna say it's kind of like
it's sort of like a
sour
dish,
but not super sour. This is not horrible,
right? And that's what that would be like cooked with chunks of beef or pork.
I'm gonna try another bite here.
The only problem with kimchi is it's awesome, but it reeks to high heaven. Like, you'll brush your teeth, and it'll still reek.
It's a very strong, smell slash flavor. It was not bad.
It's pretty good.
I mean, compared to these other options.
Right.
This is near the top of the list of the things we've had that is also, like, actually seems like a food to me.
So I'm going to put it in the Ziploc because...
Okay.
If anyone walks in, it's going to smell like death.
Like, there's a corpse in this house that you don't know about under the floorboards.
All right.
I give that one's an okay rating. It's at least it's got some flavor.
I love that. That's like going home to me. That's like, you know, that's like going home and having your mom cook you your favorite dish. Like if you, what was your favorite dish growing up?
I don't know. Like a... beef stew or something like
that. Like going
home
and have
made.
Your mom making you your favorite beef stew. That's what it tastes like to me. But you know, but someone else made it.
Yeah.
Not my mom.
So it's close enough to take you there. Like if you had that in the dark room and you just ate it, you would know it was kimchi. You'd be like, that's kimchi.
And I'd probably finish it.
Yeah. Just keep
it's eating. Like kimchi is like having, it's like fries or some kind of salad here in the U.S. Or
it's
like
just everywhere.
It's just, no matter what you're eating, no matter what meal, no matter how drunk you are, kimchi is this omnipresent food stuff. Mm-hmm. You could be drinking at 2 a.m. at some tent in the middle of the city, and they'll serve you kimchi. You could be at like a 5-star restaurant, and they'll serve you kimchi.
Huh. That's pretty interesting. I mean, it's not bad. I can deal with that.
Yeah. It's a kind of a love it or hate it. Some people just can't stand it.
I could see that too, but it's got like flavors that seem vaguely familiar, at least.
It's kind of like sauerkraut.
Yeah.
It's got this weird... Yes. Yeah, you know what I mean?
And like, I do
you
like could sauerkraut.
Chop that up and put it on your hot dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what the Koji guys in LA do out of their truck. They just put kimchi on their tacos.
I could see that. Yeah, like sauerkraut's another one that I'm like, I don't hate this. It's not my favorite, and also will completely stink up your house.
I went to get a hot dog in Boulder, and I went to my favorite real Chicago Vienna hot dog place, and they asked me if I wanted sauerkraut on it.
Mm.
And I had asked, is that a normal thing? I thought that was more New York-y.
That's not a Chicago thing.
No, so I was like, why? And he's like, some people like it.
Chicago is like, so you have the bun, the dog, mustard, no ketchup.
No ketchup, right.
Celery salt.
Right, the peppers.
The peppers. Uh-huh. The full pickle spear.
Yep.
Onions.
Right. And tomato.
And a tomato. Yeah, tomato like wedges.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's it.
Right.
Those are the things.
The New York dog is basically the hot dog, ketchup, and sauerkraut.
Yeah. Lots of sauerkraut.
So I just opened a spotted dick sponge.
Okay.
Yes. I have no idea. And like the only reason I bought this is because I love the marketing packaging. It's so bad, so Betty Crocker.
It's like very, yeah.
If you bought your daughter a Betty Crocker toy, this is like the fake can that would come with it.
Yep. If I had a daughter right now, I would be like, once we eat this, we're going to rinse out this can and save it and put it in our kitchen stuff because it's too funny.
So read the expiration date on top. It's just a number and then spotted dick.
Oh, wait, what? 15-110? I don't understand.
Me neither.
It says R647-15110-1148. Like spotted the time dick. Was 11:48, right. And then spotted dick
in like computer dot matrix print.
Yeah, horrible, horrible stamped font. What any of these numbers mean? I do not know. 11:48 looks to be a time.
Could be.
And other than that,
so if any of you guys grew up with spotted dick, please.
The lid looks like a dog food can. Oh,
it looks like something if you survived the zombie apocalypse and you came across this like 2 years later.
Yep.
This is what it would look like.
Refried beans-ish. Yeah, you remember the part in Road Warrior where he's eating the dog food?
Right.
And that it looks just
pretty
like
much.
That. Wow.
That's actually, it looks like it looks like a soggy piece of bread in a can.
Looks, yes.
Can we take it? Let's just upside down this.
Okay, let's get it out of the can. It looks like a visual representation of every reason that it's a bad idea to put cake in a can.
Right.
Like, upside down doesn't look
as
bad. Okay,
it doesn't look as bad as it was in the can. The can made it look really bad.
Now it just looks like a real lousy cake.
And really, they need to grease that can because they lost like a good third of it.
Yeah, most of it's still in the can. Now, I guarantee you there's someone out there who like scrapes that can.
Right.
When they're eating one of these.
Or like pours milk in it and spoon feeds it. It smells like Christmas to me. I don't know why. It's got that like herby, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Raisiny, spicy. Yeah.
All you need is like a pine tree in the background.
Some kind of spiced Christmas cake of some sort.
All right. I'm going to cut it in half and see what it looks like.
Oh, the inside looks even better than the outside.
It does. It actually looks fresher.
Looks like a cake.
It's basically raisin embedded.
Yeah.
So
it doesn't look horrible. Doesn't smell bad. Yeah, cut me a little cake slice here.
So we're eating like a bite-sized wedge.
I mean, the inside doesn't smell bad. I'm not a huge fan of the raisins in the cake because I'm just like, why?
Yeah. But I think raisins, if they're not in like... I don't think I ever eat raisins.
No, I don't either.
Maybe raisinettes if I'm desperate and drunk or something.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Well, happy holidays.
Cheers.
So dry.
Mm-hmm. That's like bone cornbread dry.
It's difficult to eat.
That's really dry.
Oh, God.
This is like something your aunt would make, then you would pretend to eat and mm-hmm. over the holidays.
And when you took the first bite, you'd be like, oh, fuck.
Right.
How am I going to finish this? Like, I don't know if I can.
And you feed it to the cat or the dog.
Oh. Okay.
It's overwhelmingly herby or spicy.
There's too much spice. Yeah. Well, and it stays in your mouth too long.
Probably because it would taste like ass if those spices weren't there.
Probably.
What would it taste like? It would be like pasty, raisiny.
Yeah. I would assume it was a food that was supposed to be moist and had dried out.
Right.
You know?
Are you supposed to do something to it when you open it?
Now, it shows on there, I think they pour like cream into it.
Like Devonshire cream or something? All right,
yeah,
so,
or like
you got to heat it up. Remove from package, place in microwave.
Flex, can I ask you to do one more production job? This one's not gross. We just want you to heat up a dick in the microwave.
A spotted dick, please.
A spotted dick.
Heat on full for 1.5 minutes.
Also, do you want to try, I put this liquid, no, you don't have to eat it. I want to ask if you would be willing to put it on your skin and see if it burns just your hand. Because I want to know how concerned I should be.
This is like a true partner thing. I want to see if this is going to burn you. Can you try it?
I want to know, like, should I be calling the hospital?
Which
I don't know where that thing
oh,
went.
Oh, I
that
put it in the...
it's in this can.
Yeah, I
right?
got rid of it.
It's okay. I can retrieve it.
Okay.
It's right here.
He's devoted. He really wants you to put this on
you. I just want
you
to like put this on the back of your hand or something, like Fight Club.
Why are you doing this?
Just a drop and see if it burns.
So wait. Before you do it, you want to know if this is caustic and you're going to put it on your partner.
Correct.
Okay.
That's why she's my partner and not my girlfriend.
And she's game.
Trying to just squeeze a tiny drop.
And he's trying to squeeze it.
I don't want to ruin it. This was in the pack. I put this in my mouth.
It's supposedly banana oil.
Okay, there's a drop on your hand.
No noticeable reaction.
It's fine.
We should actually have her taste it after.
Do you want to?
Unless
know what?
That's too cruel.
Now that I know it's been... Oh, this is all greasy because it's in this can.
That probably does nothing but make it better.
I do feel like I can vaguely smell banana now that I know, now that that was put in
no
my head.
No fucking way.
That Let it was banana. That. Okay, it's very greasy, so be careful. Do you smell like a vague banana thing?
No.
There's absolutely no banana in there.
This is just my mind.
Taste it.
Just taste from your hand?
She says, no.
It seriously burned my lips inside.
Seriously. It was like drinking straight...
And my tongue was like numb.
It's like drinking straight grain alcohol.
When you bring that cake, will you bring me a paper towel too? I'm covered in haggis grease.
I'm actually going to try this one more time.
Okay. Jamie's going to try the...
just because...
So-called banana oil.
Fucking A.
No good.
You know what it tastes like? It tastes like smelling acetone.
Right?
Yeah. And it's like coated my teeth now.
It's a chemical. That is not a food. That is a chemical.
How the fuck do you get banana oil?
That's what it said on the thing. That's what someone said. One of the Amazon reviews was like, mix it with the banana oil. I was like, okay. Can I have that first? Thanks.
I think I'm going to need that too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this one doesn't smell bad, right?
So we're going to try a heated spotted dick.
Now we got a nice hot dick on the table.
Yes, nice hot. Oh, all right.
Let's eat this little wedge here.
Yeah. I'll eat this little bit. Oh, it feels way different.
It comes apart now.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a lot more pleasant.
So much better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to heat this up.
Yeah. So remember, if you ever have spotted dick out of a can, microwave that shit.
The flavor is way less intense.
It is. And it's almost pleasant.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not super, doesn't taste like a lot.
I could see like having like spiced apple cider heated in this.
Yeah. If you like your foods pretty plain,
yeah,
this would be a delight.
Or some kind of weirdly over-spiced as well.
Can we bring this to like a holiday party? And then
spotted dick? And then tell people. We can if we bring it in the can.
Yes. It'd be a great white elephant.
It's an awesome, Christmas gift. I think any of these would make a fine.
Absolutely.
I mean, especially maybe the haggis.
The banana oil, I would be, not be that cruel to people.
I wouldn't want to be, I don't want to have any deaths on my hands, right. You know? It's crazy.
Look at the picture on this can.
Yeah, look at the picture of the spotted dick.
Betty Crocker, like, you would give to your daughter to have in her toy kitchen.
I think this is like a thing. Like, if your can has not been updated since 1910,
right?
This is not a food that anyone should eat.
Right.
Or if, like, in the case of this haggis, they're purposely going for a look of, like, 1910. Like, also a mistake.
Like, rustic Scottish Highlands food, which is really just dog food now.
Yeah. Oh, it looks bad. It looks really bad. Hey, will you bring me one more thing, which is my telephone, so I could take a nice picture of the spread here.
You must Snapchat this.
I don't know. Is it dead? I might have, like, 1% left. Just enough. Yeah, because this is quite an impressive...
It's post-feast.
Never have I eaten a feast where afterwards I felt so shameful or, like, regretful.
I quite enjoyed that. It was like this a feast? Tour of the world.
Sure.
In Greeley.
You know what it was? It was like a real tour of the world where you're like, sometimes the world is great, and sometimes...
And sometimes you get dysentery on the train that's 10 hours long to wherever you're going.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's good to experience new things, and then part of experiencing new things is sometimes...
Having endless diarrhea over the tracks, yeah. Just while someone's knocking on the door.
A continuous trail of your diarrhea from one country to the next.
You feel like you're turning into a raisin.
It's all part of the experience, right? Well, thank you for bringing all these foods.
It was my pleasure.
This feast. Yes. Do you have anything else you want to add or anything you want people to find you online or sell things or buy things from you or anything?
No. Help a snowman listen to the show. It's awesome.
Well, thank you for coming and bringing this feast fit for a king of some sort.
You're very welcome.
All right. See you guys next time.
Bye, guys.